Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time. It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the financial literacy ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Welcome, everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy at 3 p.m. here. A pretty lovely day here in Atlanta, Georgia, on this Monday, 3-7-2011. We are about 10 days away from our event that we are going to be out, Coco's new Lawrenceville team over there in Gwinnett County. We will be out there speaking to the business owners, interviewing them as they're out there providing their services to this fantastic event that is up and coming to celebrate St. Patty's Day, March 17th. We will be out there interviewing these business owners, letting the community know who they are and what services they have to provide. But definitely on March 17th, you want to come out and celebrate with us St. Patrick's Day. We'll be with business owners, family, friends, be on the square from 2 to 8. There will be about 90 vendors. We have about 4 local bands, large area for the kids with the bounce houses. You know, kids enjoying it. There will be raffles to the Georgia Aquarium, tickets to the Gwinnett Braves game, Pirates Cove, and so much more. They even have Chopper with the Gwinnett Braves that will be there at 6 p.m. So there will be plenty of food, plenty of fun, community fun, great group that I'm a part of. So definitely come out and check us out on that day. For more information, you can go on to newlawrenceville.com. So come and join us, and if you're a business owner, come out and let me enter. I can let everybody know who you are and what you have to offer. Also, everyone, don't that as a business owner, to let you know who you are. And, you know, marketing is key to your business development and your growth of your business. So you want to start, you know, why not start by getting yourself a banner on buildgrownenjoy.com. We actually, you know, book to thousands of people, soon going to be in the millions of rejoin with the new expanded network that's in process of up and coming. But you definitely want to come on to buildgrownenjoy.com for more details. And you can email me directly, kalithia.jenkins@buildgrown.com. You can get yourself a banner for $0 a month and let the community know who you are. If you want to have a banner, I have already negotiated with a web designer who is a professional web designer to create yourself a web banner for $50 to take it with yourself and keep it for your business. So what more can you ask for? Great investment for those 50 months. Price packages, but, you know, $50 a month, you can't lose any millions, if not thousands, know who your business is within the community. Well, you guys all asked for it, and today, you know, I have Josue and Dino, and just getting to what our topic is going to be for today, because we'll be discussing vision and get a little more details on the form, Hustle to the Boardroom, and today I have director and creator of Hustle to the Boardroom and co-creator Robin Cash with us today to give you guys, you know, some more answers to your questions that you're inquiring on this form. Thank you for joining me today, Josue and Robin. Are you guys there?
Yeah, can you hear? Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. I guess we just had some more technical issues, but you guys are there, right?
Yes.
Hey, Kalithia. Thank you for having us.
No problem. No problem. Like I said, Josue and Robin will be here just today to address some all the questions that you guys have been inquiring with me on, and what better way to just speak to the creators of the form. And they will also be talking to you guys today about vision, and you all know how important that is as a business owner to have a vision. We are in live chat, buildgrownenjoy.com. The line open, 347-215-8709. Josue and Robin, for those that don't know, a lot of people are, the buzz is out there about From the Hustle to the Boardroom, but just to say it again, can you just let everyone know what is From the Hustle to the Boardroom?
Well, From the Hustle to the Boardroom, it is a group of entrepreneurs who have gotten together to speak with other entrepreneurs about how it is to be a person who is trying to be successful in an endeavor with a shoestring budget, and how to get from the hustle and bustle of life and creating a business to making it a successful enterprise. Most of us have a business or have a hobby that has not been considered a business, but we all have an opportunity to take that hobby or idea to the next level, and that is From the Hustle to the Boardroom. That is what we have. We have a community on Facebook and via blog that we are touching different entrepreneurs and helping them get their business off the ground, more successful, and making money.
Okay. Well, tell us about that, guys. I'm a member and have added some of my, followers on the Hustle to the Boardroom Facebook page to it along and, join. And just tell us a little more about that and what to expect from there.
Sorry, Khaleesi, I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was asking about the Facebook page. Just to tell us a little more about that. That was recently launched, correct, Josue? So just to let all the listeners know, tell them about that, expectations of that, what's going on with the Facebook page, because right now it's on fire, right? So just let us know what's going on with it.
Yes, the Facebook page was brought on this weekend, was officially launched this weekend. We have, it's been amazing the amount of people that have been responding and chatting back and forth with entrepreneurs and sharing ideas and sharing successes and failures. And that way we can provide more information to people on what can make them even more successful or get them across that hump. But it has been worked on this weekend, and Robin has been working very hard on the blog section. For the Hustle to, by the way, it's on Facebook, Hustle to the Boardroom. Come check us out.
Right, and I'd just like to say, our blog is also going to be an opportunity for us to share tips and tools and resources, how you can take your hustle, whether it's a side hustle or whether you're doing it as a full-time hustle, and expand that and grow it and take it from more than just a hobby to, achieving the goals that you want to achieve. So we also put that information on the Facebook, so you'll find that there. And it's a great community for others to, share your comments with us. If you have any resources or tips or tools or what's worked for you, let's share that with the community as well.
Okay. Yeah, sounds awesome. Like I said, I actually joined up over the weekend also with my followers, and they are just like, wow, we just need something like this. We have a caller. I'm going to take a caller really quick and just see what's what they have to say. Hold on for a second. Caller, 3626, do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How are you, Madam Jenkins?
How are you? You got a question?
I'm doing great. I was just going to give a quick call in. It is indeed all about the hustle. I love the hustle from the boardroom. And Mr. Terry was going to call in. He's had to intervene with a meeting up in Tennessee, and he asked me to go ahead and call in. Ms. Kalita, we're going to send you the video on your page later this evening. But I'd like to encourage all your listeners to go to www.terrywooley.com and check out the song There Is a Cure. It's a simple 99-cent download, and it's all about trying to reach out to the children of the nation with leukemia and life-threatening illnesses, and just try to encourage so many people to help us to help so many others.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Now that was a hustle.
That is a hustle. Hey, that's what it's all about.
I love it. I love it.
That is what it's all about.
I love it. You know,
wow, that's a...
Yeah.
We have to add that one to our marketing tip.
Oh, yes. Call it. That's your radio station. Just go ahead and just drop it while everybody's
so
listening.
Tell us exactly. So tell us. Hey, you're tapping into something. That's all I can say. Tell us
that's
the latest
right.
What's going on with also to the board. Pretty much, you know, what people can expect. You know, I'm getting a lot of questions in regards to, you know, how do they get more information? How do they submit their business plans? What do you guys have to say about that? Are you there?
I'm sorry. I am here. Yes, people can go to the website or to our booth. So they blog and just comment.
Okay, all right. And what I think what he was trying to say is that if we have our Facebook, we have our blog up, and what we're going to be doing is requesting applications through our blog. So if they were tuned into the blog, and we have all the information on the Facebook, how they can get connected, then we'll get information to them. They'll see how they can submit their videos, submit their applications. So we're building a whole community through our blog and using our Facebook to communicate that as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. He's back on. I think he's back on.
Yes,
are you there, Hosway?
Yes, I am.
Are you
sorry.
Okay?
I know. The hustle does not stop.
Right, so I just gave him an update.
Are you hustling? What are you doing over there? Are you hustling?
I am trying.
Always.
I am, as always. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Yes, but I actually caught the tail end of what Robin was saying, and that is correct. We are building a community. This is all about community helping the next community. And that is the only way in which I believe that the economy is going to stand back into its own 2 feet. We cannot wait for anybody to give us anything. We just have to go out and take it. And that's what this is all about.
And, you know, Kalithia, the most exciting thing about this is that it's an inspiration because a lot of us are out there struggling with our hustles, struggling to grow our businesses. And what we want to do through this community is be an inspiration. By sharing information, by sharing resources, by actually seeing someone else who took their hustle and built it to achieve whatever goals and dreams that they have, we hope to be an inspiration to others as well.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll go ahead and transition this into what you guys have to talk to everyone about in regards to vision. I think this would be a very, very great topic to discuss one because that's where it starts, your vision. So, everyone, we are on buildgrowandenjoy.com in live chat. Come join us. The lines are open, as I said, 347-215-8709. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
All And we are back, and today we have Josue Andino, director and creator of Hustle to the Boardroom, and Robin Cash, who is the co-creator of Hustle to the Boardroom. Okay, you guys, I think we're having, like, some technical difficulties, so I want to apologize to the listeners. We're having some difficulties with the technical issues, so I just want to apologize to everyone for that. If everything's not clear, they're trying to get it up and running and get it fixed. But in the meantime, Josue and Robin, tell us, what is a vision for a business?
Well, Kalithia, basically your vision is, and I always tell people, I say it's what you want to be when you grow up. It should not be a paragraph. It should only be a couple of sentences that describe, this is what I want to be when I grow up. If you think of a GPS, it's the end point of where you want to end up on your destination.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I think we lost Josue. I don't know what is going on with it. You know, I think we lost him again, but you're there. Go ahead. We are just having some serious technical difficulties today. I don't know what's going on. It's just blinking in and out. I guess I hear you guys, but I don't know if it's other, you know, the phones or whatever,
okay.
But losing her way too. But go ahead. Division.
Okay. And basically that's, you know, like I said, it's what you want to be when you grow up. It's, you know, that big picture of what you want to achieve with whatever you're striving for. So, and it's kind of by keeping your vision, and I always stress this, keeping your vision in mind keeps you on track to where you want to go. Oftentimes when we start our business or we create an opportunity, lots of things come our way that could kind of take us off our journey, take us off track, and we find ourselves so far away from where we wanted to go, or we find ourselves doing things that we didn't intend to do, or getting involved with groups that we didn't intend to get involved with. So your vision is going to be your guiding. It's going to guide you. Anything that comes your way, any opportunity, you're going to look at that vision and you're going to say, is this in line with where I'm going? If it's not in line with where you're going, I say park it. It's not to say that it has to go away. Park it for now. You can always go back to it if it's for you. But often we think we better jump on this opportunity because we're going to miss this opportunity. But you won't.
Right. And let's see, we think we got. Josue, are you there? Are you there, Josue?
I am. That is well put, yes.
Were you doing another hustle?
I tell you, there's multiple hustles that are happening. You're funny. You guys are just right.
Everyone Josue is like doing like 10 things at once. He has like 10 hustles going on, so we keep losing him.
Yeah.
We say he was a Jamaican, but he's really the Puerto Rican, right?
I know. I'm Puerto Rican, but the island people. But
Josue,
I guess
we were talking about a vision. Discuss with everyone what is. So I'm going to ask you, why is a vision so important?
Well, the vision is so important because it gives you the clear path to where to go. We call this the GPS. Okay, think about it as we all have these fancy devices now that we plug in the address and it gives you turn by turn direction to where we want to go. The vision is that even if you make a wrong turn or get derailed, there's a roadblock, there's construction, it will recalculate and reevaluate the best way to get you to your final destination.
Exactly.
Without a vision, you don't have that. And a lot of times we lose track of what our vision is and we start playing to somebody else's vision.
Right.
And that is where the problems occur. You know, when you're the leader and when this is your hustle and this is your baby, in which most of the time that the entrepreneurs have, we lose that concept. And anybody can come in, you know, the wind blows and it changes our course. And then when we look up, we want to be in Atlanta, Georgia. We end up being in Alabama trying to figure out what happened. Okay?
Where are
so
we? That, yes.
Exactly, and that's what the vision is.
And, you know, another thing, too, is that this is not easy. I mean, as you can see with Josue dropping off and having to drop off and do his thing and come back, it's not easy. A lot of we have family, we have other responsibilities, so it's a struggle. And when you find yourself in that challenge, your vision is what's going to keep you going. It's when you fall down and you look up and you see your vision, that's going to keep you going. So, you know, we spend a lot of time with the individuals that we work with to make sure that vision is really clear for them because, you know, even though they don't think they need it now, and like I said, a vague vision leads to vague results. So you need to get clear on that vision because that is what's going to keep you going and keep you on track to your journey.
Right, right. And I have a question. Someone wants to know, well, how do you tie in your vision with your mission?
Very, very good question. We actually would spend about an hour with a business owner on that one.
Well, the vision and the mission are two separate things, okay? Most people think that they are the same thing, and they're not. Think about it this way. The best way that I can describe it would be the mission is that clear definition or that purpose of why you created this idea, this vision, this hustle. Okay? Now, your vision is what you want to become. What is you want this business to be? For example, if you are a carpenter, you want to build the most beautiful furniture in the world. Well, that is your idea of where you want to be. Your mission statement is that you need to create a description of how that idea is going to be into existence, how you're going to make that vision happen. Does that make sense?
And I'll just put it in. We're using this GPS concept. So if you think of the GPS, your vision is that endpoint of your GPS, where you're going. Your mission statement is where you are now. And in between those turns and the whole journey is your strategic plan. So your mission is kind of starting with the state of, you know, my organization's present, what I'm about, where I am now, and my vision is what I want to be when I grow up.
Usually,
your mission is going to address a couple of things. It's going to address who we are, who we serve, how we serve them, and what we hope to achieve. And my vision is what I want to be when I grow up.
Exactly. And there are a lot of people out there with that, with those two questions. I'm so happy that you guys were able to share that today with everyone because that's the foundation and where it starts. So let us know. Do you for the listeners and everybody, websites. What websites can do we have those up and running as of yet where people can go to besides the Facebook? And if you do, what's the address? How can they get there? Tell us a little more about that.
Okay, our blog is Hustleology, HustleOlogy.com. And then the Facebook.
Okay.
Hustle to the Boardroom for the Facebook.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Josue, to everyone that's listening? Anything else you guys like to for everyone to know and what to look for? I know there's plenty of questions, but you guys are both members of BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. They can come to the site, join in, and email you guys directly, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to encourage everybody to just, you know, to stay with it, stay with your hustle. You know, we're here to help you. Always listen to Bill Grow and Enjoy. Lots and lots of great information. Let us know what your struggles are. Let us know And if you have been successful, let us know what's worked for you. We want to hear that too. This is all about sharing and helping each other.
Right. Well, thank you both for coming on today. It is all about sharing and working together, networking. Definitely, you guys, go onto the Facebook page. You can go into the go to Facebook, www.facebook.com. Type in From the Hustle to the Boardroom in your search. I think they are working on getting the URL, so that way you can just type it into your search engine and go directly to the site. But for right now, you can go From the Hustle to the Boardroom, and it'll take you directly to the group you want to join. Lots of business owners are on there to share best practices, giving tips, communicating, networking with each other. So it's definitely a place you want to be. In addition to that, you want to definitely come on to buildgrowandenjoy.com. As you all know, we have millions. We rebroadcast worldwide with the Internet and, of course, with WIGO and then soon with our extended network. So we will have access to millions of listeners, too. So you definitely want to come on to buildgrowandenjoy.com, letting everybody know who you are, your network, find people that can help you get to the next level with your business. It's a hustle, everyone. But if there's anything that we can do to help you, make it better for you, get you to the next level, this is the place to be. We are the people to contact. BuildGrownEnjoy.com and definitely just join the movement of financial literacy, learning what you need to learn to expand, you know, that mindset in the new America and getting your business to the next level. Not just your business, you can do it individually for yourself. You know, some people are out there just want to brand and market themselves. Well, this is the place to be. Well, that concludes our show for today, everybody. And I thank everybody for tuning in today. Thank you, Hoey. Thank you, Robin, for coming in and talking to us today on Schedules. I think that everyone will find what you guys had shared today very, very, very valuable. You guys come on to BuildGrownEnjoy.com. You can email Robin, email Josue as the creator and co-creator of The Hustle, From the Hustle to the Boardroom. Be a part of the hustle. Be a part of the movement. Tune in on Wednesday here on BuildGrownEnjoy.com, WIGO, 1570 AM, The Light. I will have Brother Steve Harris. He is back, everybody, with another Appreciation Day. And I hear he has excellent and great, great surprises and giveaways for everyone. So tune in and have a great week. Talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.